Oh, wow! Look at the size of it! Simply incredible!
Hi. My name is Evelyn Musaka. I'm pleased to meet you.
Please refrain from speaking to Specimen 93, Dr. Musaka.
Aw, but why not? Can it not talk?
All attempts to communicate with it have been unsuccessful thus far. Analysis of its body suggests that it has functional vocal cords, just like we humans do. But I doubt it understands our language. Talking to it will only cause unnecessary stress.
If you say so. I don't know why, but I feel connected to it.
Give it some time. Our research has only just begun. For now, we're keeping it in this glass containment zone. I made sure to fill it with clean soil and flora that come from its natural habitat.
I see. This is my first time laying eyes on anything like this. I mean, this is a real-life Lamia. Like in the old myths and legends.
I prefer the term Naga, but yes, it does appear to be a Lamia. The resemblance is unmistakable.
This is the discovery of the century! We need to tell the world about this.
No, not yet. I want to do more research on Specimen 93 before we move on to announcing this discovery to anyone else. Only a handful of our most trusted scientists know about this. You need to keep this on the down low for now, but I promise you we will break the news eventually.
Of course, Dr. Tendori. You can count on me to keep this secret. You have my word.
Excellent. Now, have a look at these scans we made. I want to cross-examine its anatomy with that of common serpents.
Aye aye, Captain.
Can I get you anything before we begin? Coffee? Tea?
I'll just have some orange juice, thanks.
Sure. I'll be back in just a moment.
Fascinating, these X-rays. Its upper half is like that of a human, yet, if my hypothesis is correct, it could swallow a creature as large as a boar. Simply incredible. What are you exactly? I wonder. You can talk! I knew it! You said hi just now, and you waved. Do you know any other words? Come on, don't be shy. There's no need to be afraid. Please. I know you just spoke up just a moment ago. You can do it. Say hi again. Oh, darn it. You've gone all quiet again. Perhaps my overenthusiasm scared you into silence. How disappointing. Still, this is an amazing breakthrough. I can't wait to tell Dahlia. You know, getting a closer look at you, you're actually very beautiful. Your scales glimmer in the light, and your upper body is quite stunning. Especially your eyes. When I get up close like this, I can see into them so deeply. Such exquisite color in them. Unblinking. Like stars in the sky. Or a precious gem. My, I'm feeling a bit drowsy all of the sudden. But I can't look away. So, so pretty. Yes, 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 I should open the door. I should open the door. Oh, wow. To be so close to such a rare specimen. It's taking my breath away. You eat me? I'm honored. Yes. Yes, please eat me. I want to feel the inside of your stomach's embrace. I need it so badly. Nothing would make me happier.
Ah, it's happening. I'm being eaten by a divine being. This is the key to limitless euphoria. Nothing more than lowly food now. This is where I belong. Please, digest me. Make me yours. This is pure bliss. I'm slowly melting away.
Okay, one cup of orange juice for you. What? Where did... No! Where did the specimen go? Evelyn? Evelyn! Oh. No! Help me! Someone! Let go of me! Specimen 93! Let go of me this instant! Evelyn?
Don't worry, Dahlia. You're going to join me soon.
You ate her?
Inside the stomach.
Please don't do this. I'll do anything. Anything. Just please don't.
Evelyn, snap out of it.
What? Where am I? What's happened?
You need to calm down.
Oh no. What have I done?
It's okay, Evelyn. This isn't your fault. I didn't account for the possibility that it could hypnotize people. I should have been more cautious.
No, this is all wrong. Did we really get... eaten?
I'm afraid so. As hard as it is to admit, we're just snake food now. All we can do is hope that security catches Subject 93 and frees us before it's too late.
Aya, I'm scared. It's so dark. So tight. I barely breathe. I can feel my clothes dissolving in the acid. I can't die. Please. I'm too young to die.
Shit. Someone? Anyone? Help us. Please, calm down. I can't stand seeing you like this. Evelyn. Speak to me, Evelyn.
It's hopeless. I can feel it. Us. We're slithering through the vents. It must have a perfect escape route. I don't think we make it out of this. Not as anything more than food, anyway.
Damn it! Listen, you snake! Let us out right now! Is this the thanks I get for taking such good care of you? We could have been famous! Damn you, you rude, evil snake!
Just give up, Dr. Tenori. It won't listen to us. Like you said, only food now. Let me go, I need to try to sleep now. Hopefully, that will make being digested less painful for us.
Evelyn, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I am too.
Thank you.